You know, I'm really not trying to be too mysterious by not putting occupation or things like that, because I always let other people define me by what I did, and it took me a long time in my life to realize I'm so much more than the things that I do. So I'm not going to define myself by that. People say, are you a storyteller? No, but I do tell stories. Are you a writer? I brought something I had, a letter in the New Times. No, or, you know, are you a musician? No, I sing, write music, all that stuff. So I don't really like to, I mean, if I had to choose one thing, it would probably be mystic, because I like to be around where miracles happen. And, well, speaking of miracles, I see Sonny's here, and we have different ideas of miracles, but here, was it Bob? Hearing the story about you running and seeing her made me, I got to take a quick detour and tell you a biblical story that I thought of. It happened to do when Daniel was in the lion's den, and the Lord said, "Daniel, come forth." But he slipped on a lion turd and came in, I think, 13th. Anyway, but I left you in the grips after the first story I told you about how I traveled 15,000 miles just to end up picking up the same hitchhiker that I had encountered on the road, and he was mystically juggling and leaving a clue for me. Well, to catch you up from the exciting cliffhanger that I left you at, I went back to school, didn't last very long. About a month and a half, the Great Salt Lake Mime Troupe came to UC Santa Barbara, and they sang and they danced and they did circus stuff and juggling and fire breathing and mime. And I either had a moment of glorious inspiration or a psychotic meltdown, because I decided I would rather be them than me. So I lasted a little bit longer at school, but I started taking, dance classes, pantomime classes, yoga, everything to make my body the tool that I had wanted to be. I'd always been a tool, but, less literal and more realistic. So I had a bunch of different jobs that I'd done after I dropped out of school, and none of them really had panned out that good. And I had a roommate that was making good money, and he was a drywaller, so I said, well, sounds good. So I learned how to do that. And just when I started making good money, the economy went pew. Oh, and just for those said something about courage, courage is overrated for those that have it, because that's why I've had surgery on both hands, both knees replaced, back surgery, and we don't even want to get into my neck. So I'd have rather been smart and had good judgment than boundless courage. So anyway, I just got to this point, and then boom, the economy went to crap. I had to find another job. My mom knew somebody that knew somebody that got me a job at McDonnell Douglas. So I didn't really see myself as a factory worker, but I needed to pay the bills. And so I ended up doing that, and I went out with my dad to see a jazz show at the Golden Bear in Huntington Beach. And I happened to mention to him about some kind of class I was taking. I can't think of what it was. And these two women were like paying attention to me talking about, I don't know, a dance class or something. So they got my attention afterwards, and they were both dancers, and they were in a dance company, and they heard me say something about that and were going to recruit me, because they were always looking for male dancers. So, you know, I'm a young guy in my 20s. I didn't give a crap, you know. Two young women want me to go check them out. I'll, you know, write it down. I'll be there. So I go there, and gosh, there's even more cute young dancers there, and a lot of them are in leotards. And like, there's only one guy there, and he's got like more makeup than any of the girls there. So it's like, damn, this is going to be good. So one of the goals of the dance company is they wanted to get some pieces together. They're going to audition at the Sawdust Festival in Laguna Beach and you know, give performances periodically. So they started working on me. I mean, the choreographer would love the fact that I'd been lifting sheetrock over my head. So she had like little girls flying through the air and me catching them and spinning them around and stuff. But so we get these pieces together. We're going to go down to Laguna Beach, and we're going to just audition the heck out of them, be famous. Go down there, and there was like a little technical problem, and I always traveled with my props. I always had a bag of props just in case. And we had technical problems with the sound. So I said, don't worry, I'll just give a little show. So I gave a little show kind of as a warm-up to introduce the dance company. And come to find out, they didn't really want the dance company, but they recruited me. So I had my job, my real job. So I really wouldn't want to make a commitment. So I did it on weekends. And it was very good. I was fine. I got to give a lot of shows, but I was still in two worlds. And so I continued to have my steady job, keep my mom happy. And we started getting close to the next summer. And I don't know, my circus blood started boiling again. Plus, I met this beautiful dancer and thought about burning myself with nitric acid like I had at the factory a time or two. And it wasn't that I was afraid of death. I just didn't want to live ugly. So anyway, that's beside the point. So there we are. They get a hold of me. I get a hold of them. I can't remember who it was. But they say, we really like you. We want you to come back this year, but we want a full-time commitment. We want to use you in some of the marketing, and but you got to be there 4 or 5 days a week. So this is where the now or never part comes. So I'm thinking, you know, I've had 1 foot in, 1 foot out. You know, maybe this is time to find out. So I had the little thoughts, you know, I'm thinking glory, fame, groupies, the whole thing on this side. Then the other one, I'm thinking of my mom chasing me around the house with a wooden spoon going, you son of a bitch, I got you that job. So, but you can't live your life by other people's terms. And so I took the leap. I gave about 300 shows and got my girlfriend to quit her job at a photo mat and actually worked in one of the photo mats like from the 70s show. And she carried my signs around. It was my lovely and talented assistant. And it was quite a fantastic summer. And, well, even though I didn't make it famous, I didn't get discovered, didn't keep the girl, didn't make my mom very happy. I still don't have any regrets about it because sometimes you just have to find out. And it's easier to live with lack of success than lack of courage.